And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, discussing today sort of off-season travel. And one of the destinations we're talking about is St. Petersburg, Clearwater. Joining us now on the line is David Downing, the Deputy Director of the Visit St. Pete's Clearwater Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome to Travel World, David.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Thanks for having us.
Now, tell us a little bit more. There's a lot of great things happening right now in St. Petersburg, Clearwater, as you gear up for some big events in the area.
We are, in fact, we're talking at a time where we're about to host this coming weekend the largest single event St. Pete Clearwater and Tampa Bay area has ever hosted, and as you probably know, it's the Republican National Convention. What's particularly interesting about this is only the second time ever that any nominating party for a convention for either party has been hosted in Florida. The other one was Miami in 72, so this really, really puts the area on the map. So we're working together with Tampa Bay and Company and St. Pete Clearwater to promote the entire Tampa Bay region, so we're excited about it.
And people that come to the area, you get that national media attention, you get international media attention, and people who come as a delegate, they get that exposure to the area and can come back in the future for a vacation getaway.
That's exactly it. And, you know, our entire thinking for this has been, they're actually here for a very serious purpose. And there's a lot of business at this convention, and the delegates are very busy, and the media here are mostly political reporters, so we'll get some coverage of the destination as well. So our tack has kind of been, you know, it's called RNC to R&R. After the RNC, come back for some R&R at some point. We just kind of want to get on their radar. A lot of people will be here who won't know that America's best beaches, Caladese Island, Fort DeSoto, St. Pete Beach, was just named TripAdvisor's number one beach in the U.S., are just 20 minutes from Tampa, where the event is taking place. We're actually hosting the opening event over here at Tropicana Field, where the Tampa Bay Rays play in St. Petersburg. So it really is a Tampa Bay region-wide event.
And people have been discovering the region more and more over the past year or so. Great year for tourism.
We have been fortunate. We've had record tourism almost every month this year, including the largest single month of tourism, March of this year, that Pinellas County, which is St. Pete Clearwater, has ever seen. So we are definitely on the trajectory of becoming, I think we are moving to the next tier. You know, we travel a lot. We go to international travel shows. We have representation for the area in Germany and the United Kingdom and South America. And until people realize our destination, or until they visit, there's two things they know about Florida generally. It's Mickey and Miami. It's Orlando and it's Miami. And those are great destinations. What we find is that once people discover the Gulf Coast, the very different experience than the other coast in Florida, they come back because it's kind of an undiscovered gem, and that's what we are happy to see.
And people have, over the last couple of years as well, maybe they haven't been taking as many vacations. There has been that pent-up demand that people now want to get out and travel, and destinations like St. Pete Clearwater, easy to get to from anywhere in Canada or the United States, and a wide variety of accommodations from one star to five star.
That's exactly what we're seeing. There is a lot of pent-up demand for travel. And when you consider, for example, New York domestically here in the U.S. is a major feeder market for us. It's only about a two-hour and eight-minute flight from New York City to our destination. You know, it takes longer to get to the Hamptons on the weekends if you live in Manhattan. Toronto is another great feeder market for us. In fact, all of that half of Canada is a great feeder market for the area. And it's a loyal. There's a real affinity, I think, that our Canadian friends have for our area and our area have for them as well. So it's something that we're happy to foster, and we're really fortunate that we can have that continue. The other great thing we've had is Dolphin Tale, this film, Warner Brothers film. Have you seen it, Steve?
Yes, I did. I went to one of the premiere. The Canadian Wildlife Federation sent me some tickets, and it was a great movie.
It's amazing. It is the story of our dolphin here at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. This dolphin part is true. It's a true story of the dolphin who, in order to save the dolphin's life, the veterinarians had to cut off the tail. And a local prosthetics company made a prosthetic tail for the dolphin, and that is the crux of the story right there. It has been a juggernaut for tourism. It was by Warner Brothers, stars Harry Connick, Ashley Judd, Morgan Freeman. It was also in 3D. It was released in 3D and 2D. But just that film alone has become an absolute juggernaut for tourism in the Clearwater area. Clearwater Marine Aquarium has quadrupled its attendance. Their people come from all over to visit, kind of on pilgrimages, a lot of people to meet the dolphin. There's a real inspirational strain that runs through that story as well. So that's one of the great things going on in the destination right now.
And you also have the new Dali Museum. When I was there about a year and a half, 2 years ago, the older museum was just about to close and the new one was just about to open.
And that has been another great success story in the other end of the county, very down south. Downtown St. Pete in itself has taken off. We are at our core a beach destination. To have someplace like downtown St. Pete with the Dali Museum, with the Dale Shuhuly collection, with the Museum of Fine Arts, with dozens of shops and restaurants all in a walkable, few block radius is something. The Dali Museum in particular is won awards not just for the collection. It's the largest, the most comprehensive collection of Dali in the world and the largest outside Spain, but the building, the new facility, the new museum down on the waterfront, AOL named it one of the top 10 museums you have to see before you die. It is something, it is finally Dali-esque. We finally have the collection housed in a building that is worthy of Dali himself. It's a geodesic structure, wraps around the core of the building. They have avant gardens outside, and the entire thing overlooks the downtown bayfront in St. Pete. It's something you really have to see.
And this also exemplifies that it's more than just a beach destination. You have the nightlife, you have the culture. I keep up with some of my media friends in the area, Eric Deggans, Cindy Edwards, and they're always talking about the great things there are to do in St. Pete and Clearwater.
And that's kind of a talking point that gets lost sometimes, but it's interesting. People are floored to realize when they learn this is the birthplace of Wikipedia. Wikipedia was born in St. Pete. It's the birthplace of commercial aviation. The first ever scheduled air service was between St. Pete and Tampa. It's the birthplace of spring training. There's a lot of superlatives that have to go with the destination that people are very surprised to find out. In addition to one of my favorites, which is we still hold the Guinness Book of World Records for most consecutive sunny days, 768. So there's a lot of different superlatives of different kinds.
Well, sunny days, that's something everyone looks forward to, particularly in the winter months. And you alluded to with spring training, sports tourism, big thing down in there.
Big thing. You got, our friends, the Rays here, they're Tampa Bay Rays, they're based here. But then, we have our friends from Toronto. We get the Jays. We have the Phillies spring train here. Across the bay, the Yankees spring training. Down south of here, they're 4 or 5. It's the Grapefruit League. In March, it's really an amazing string of tourism, and it's a really dedicated, loyal following of people who come down, and the access you have to superstars in the baseball world playing at these intimate, beautiful little stadiums. Fans love it, and it's something that grows every year, and again, it's something that we're fortunate to have year-round visitation, particularly in March when it's cold and the northern climes, to have the baseball teams come down here to enjoy it and to take advantage of the warm weather to practice games. That's something we're happy to host.
Oh, spring training is one of those great great things in life to take a week or two and just follow your favorite team and also follow the other teams and get up close and personal with the players. We were also talking before we went on the air about one of our favorite hotels where I stayed 2 years ago, the Tradewinds Resort, and something new going on there as well.
Yeah, there was this amazing relationship built between the Tradewinds and Guy Harvey. Guy Harvey is a marine scientist who's also an artist. He does these amazing murals of marine life and undersea scenes and fish and all kinds of things. And he knows them really well because he studied them, as a scientist. So the Tradewinds had a property called the Sandpiper, which has been completely redone, and it is now reopening as the Guy Harvey Outpost. It has all of Guy Harvey designs in it. The rooms have been designed. There are some other elements to the outpost or the resort that was all under the auspices of Guy Harvey. We were really excited to have that because he's a great name for tourism, but also he has a very good eye for the environment and for conservation. That's something that we promote here very heavily, is ecotourism and protection of the environment. We're fortunate. There are a lot of destinations where in order for the locals to be employed, they have to create some kind of industry. Steve, our industry is our natural beauty. All we have to do is take care of it and protect it. I'm so fortunate to live in a place where people pay to come just to be here. And that's something I think that is not lost on the locals. tourism is our number one employer. We get 80-something thousand folks here in St. Pete Clearwater alone employed by tourism. So it's we're happy to have Guy Harvey, and we're happy to continue that conversation about ecotourism.
And where can people get more information? A website, 800 number?
Yeah, sure. Visit stpeteclearwater.com. We've got videos. You can get a visitor guide sent to you. You can check out articles. You can sign up for consumer newsletters. You can do all kinds of things. We've got a really active Facebook page, too. Every day we're putting a different photo up there, something or other. Sometimes it's something as simple as just an amazing sunset. Other times it's an art exhibit or something going on. But I believe coming up here real soon, next week, we're going to be in everyone's living rooms or on the radio, because that Republican National Convention really is drawing a lot of attention to the area. So come next week, we'll be busy. But over Labor Day and all through September, we've put a lot of deals up on the website. There was this notion going around that we were too busy over Labor Day weekend, and the truth is that the RNCN's on the Friday of Labor Day, and we have availability and special deals. So check them out at visitstpeteclearwater.com.
David Downing, Deputy Director of Visit St. Pete Clearwater, thank you for joining us today on Travel World.
Thanks for having us, and we hope to see you soon.
Will do. Take care. Coming up next, Cape Cod. Stay listening.